You know, as always, I want to leave you with an important message this week, and I really believe this is something that we really need to understand. This is another one of those things where we can have misunderstandings and not really be looking at this particular situation in the right way. And so today's message is called, "You Don't Have a Problem with Money."
Amen.
You don't have a problem with money.
It's like that. I love money. That's right.
I was reading this email a few weeks ago that somebody sent me, and this one particular part kind of stuck out in my mind, and I just kind of mulled it over for a few days, and I was thinking, something's not right here. And here's what they said. They said, "The only thing standing between the goals that I want to accomplish is a lack of money." And so when we start to think like this, we start to get into a lack mentality, and we start to think money is the problem. I just don't have enough money. And if I had more money, all my problems would be solved. But the truth is that it's not a money problem. This is not a financial problem that we're talking about. It's a spiritual problem. It's a spiritual. When we're talking about lack, it's a spiritual problem. And we need to start looking at the right source. If we start thinking it's a money problem, then we start looking to our boss. We start looking to our paycheck. We start looking to our husband or our wife or, you know, our sugar daddy, you know, or sugar mama, you know. And so we start looking. We start looking for something, you know, for somebody else to be our source. But we got to realize that it's not a financial problem when we have lack of money. It's a spiritual problem. And we got to start looking and realizing that God is our source. Now, if you think back to when God created everything in the beginning, when he created all of the earth, was poverty a part of that creation? Did he build that into there?
No.
He didn't build it in that anybody would lack anything or that they wouldn't have enough or that they would be in poverty. Poverty came when man decided, hey, you know what? I don't need God as my source. I'm going to be my own source. I'm going to be my own source, and I'll find all the resources that I need, and I'll be the source. And the minute he did that, he stepped out of alignment with God, trying to be his own source, and guess what he found? He wasn't very good at meeting his own needs. When you step out by yourself without God, it's real hard to meet your needs. And what he found out was that there was suddenly poverty. And there was sickness, and there was sadness, and there was sorrow, and there was grief, and there was all this other stuff that went along with trying to meet your own needs, trying to be your own source. And so we have to understand and get our minds in the right place. If we start to think, well, my only problem is a lack of money. You know what's funny? We could give somebody money today, and they're going to need more money tomorrow. You know, it's the same old token of you can give a man a fish today, but he's going to be hungry again tomorrow. You know, because we really have to understand that we've got to be able to know and open our minds to the source that actually works and provides. If we are trying to be our own source and meet our needs, it's not going to happen. And we're not going to do a very good job of it, and we're always going to be in a lack mentality. If we start to think about God being our source, we know that God, all things are possible with God, right? Say amen.
Amen.
All things are possible with God. And as we think about that, now we start to realize that means anything can be done. That means anything can happen in my life. That means anything that I need or that I desire, you know, to get the mission done, it's going to be there. Because he's able to provide all things, because all things are possible for me. Let's take a look at a scripture here. This is Jesus was he was reading this scripture, actually. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed." So he was reading this scripture. Now listen to this part. He said, "He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor." He is talking to the poor. He's going to preach the gospel to the poor. He's going to bring good news. The gospel means good news. He is bringing good news to the poor. What is the good news that he is bringing to the poor? That you don't have to be poor anymore.
Amen.
You don't have to be poor. That's the good news to somebody who's poor. They don't want to hear about, it wouldn't be good news if you said, guess what? We're going to give you 10 more years of being poor. We're going to give you 10 more years. Guess what? You thought you were poor yesterday. We're going to make you even more poor tomorrow. How about that? That's not good news for them. The good news is you don't have to be poor anymore. So when he says he came to preach the gospel to the poor, he is talking about bringing the good news that you don't have to be poor anymore. Say amen to that. And so as a result of that, what he was doing when Jesus came down and walked on the earth, he was resetting everything back to the original way that God created it, so that we did not have to be in lack, and we did not have to be in sickness, and we did not have to be beat up and sad and in grief, that all we could be delivered out of all of those things.
Amen.
And if we take a look here, listen to this part. This is in 2 Corinthians, and this is chapter 8, verse 9, that Paul was writing this. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich. Mm-hmm. Now notice what that said. It said that Jesus was rich, but he gave that up, and he took the poverty, that your poverty, upon himself, so that you could become rich. Notice that last word, rich. R-I-C-H, rich. You know what that means? Rich doesn't mean, he didn't say that you through his poverty might get by, that you through his poverty might make ends meet, that you through your, through his poverty might just have enough. It said rich. It said rich.
Amen.
R-I-C-H, rich. Rich means having way more than enough.
Amen.
Not just paying your bills, but having extra, a lot extra.
Amen.
We're talking, and this is what the promise is, that God came down and walked on the earth and took the poverty, not so you could get by and make it ends meet. Not so you could just, that's enough, that's fine. No, he wanted you to have riches. He wanted you to be rich in all ways. And this is what the whole plan of God is. When he gives you his blessing, it's not just so you have enough. He wants you to be rich. And when you think about what rich means you not only have enough to pay your rent this month, you have enough to pay your rent for the whole year. Not only that, you have enough to pay somebody else's rent. You can probably pay the whole block's rent. Mm-hmm. What the heck with paying rent? Buy some houses, for God's sakes. Buy some houses for people that want it. When you're rich, you have resources so you can do the things that God says, so that you can go out and fulfill the mission of God. And this is the plan of God. He wants you to be rich.
Amen.
Say, I'm rich.
I'm rich.
How many of you are willing to be rich? Some of you don't really
right
excited
here
about this.
Right here.
Some of you don't really believe this.
That's why I'm rich.
Some of you don't really believe this. You don't really are not ever excited about this. You're not thinking,
I don't want to be rich. I just want to get by. If I just have enough for my needs, I'm good.
That's not the plan of God. If you're going for just enough, then you're not in the plan of God. Because that's not what he's saying here. He did not say get by. He did not say make ends meet. He said rich. And that's what you need to be realizing, that that's the will of God. If that's what where you're in alignment with and you understand that, now God can begin to work with you. If you're just saying, I just want enough, God can't work with that. Why? Because that's not his will. That's your will.
Amen.
I want to have a simple life. Oh, really? Okay. God wants to be rich.
Amen.
God wants to pour out such abundance on you that you can have that. We need to start understanding, though, that when we're in lack, it is a spiritual problem.
Yeah.
It's not a financial problem. And we need to start thinking like that, because with every single problem that comes against us under the curse, and when I say under the curse, I mean when man decided not to walk with God but to be his own source, then suddenly you were cursed, meaning it was really hard. Things became really difficult. And anytime you're under that, it's not only a physical things, there's also forces of darkness working against you. That means there are forces of darkness. Here's an interesting statistic. Back in the 60s, our country decided, that's it. We're starting a war. Mm-hmm. And their war was on poverty. They're going to end poverty in this country, they decided. So they created plans and programs and teaching things. And they put up all this money aside that would go to all the people that were in poverty. And then they went to war on poverty. Well, we've been at war with poverty for a long time now. Guess what? The same percentage of people that were in poverty in the 1960s is exactly the same as today. The exact same percentage. we're losing the war. You know why, though? Because you can't just throw money at the problem. This is a spiritual problem, so throwing money at it isn't going to fix it. See, this lady that wrote me the email figured, if I just got a bunch of money, my problems are solved. No, it wouldn't be. That's not the problem. We've got to realize who our source is. And once we get that understanding that God is our source, now he can begin to provide for us in all ways. Now the way is open to the heavens, and all those riches that he has laid up for you already, they can start to pour out upon you. But we've got to understand, it didn't matter how many billions or trillions of dollars our country seems to be able to throw a lot around. It didn't matter how much it threw out there. The interesting thing is, the more you give money to somebody who's in poverty, the poorer they're going to be. Why? Because they're going to start to look to the government. They're going to start to look to the person that's giving that handout. They're going to start to look to that neighbor that keeps lending them the money as their source. And as long as they're looking at that, they're now in a lack mentality, and they're dependent on that person to meet their needs. They're dependent on that government to meet their needs. And there's never enough. There's never enough with those people. And so as long as they're getting a handout, their focus is going to be in the wrong direction. But we have to change and turn our focus and understand this is a spiritual problem. And if I got a spiritual problem, where do I want to go? I want to go to God.
Amen.
And if I go to God, God's already provided the solution because he came down, walked on the earth, and he took poverty, and he already gave me riches, meaning it's already solved. That's the good news.
Amen.
That's the good news for people
praise
that are poor.
God.
Say amen to that.
Amen.
That it's already been done. But we have to be focused in the right way. So we've got to renew our minds. I talked about this a little bit last week. We've got to renew our minds to see what the real source of the problem is. We got to be able to get to the root of the problem. And if we're looking at the fact that we don't have enough, now we start focusing on the wrong things. We start focusing on our boss. We start focusing on our check. We start focusing on that person that wants to give us something rather than focusing on God. So we got to understand it's a spiritual problem. It's not a lack of money that's the problem. Because once we learn the ways of the kingdom of God, now we have riches. Now there is no lack and there is no limitation, and we want for nothing.
Amen.
We want for nothing because God has provided it. But we've got to renew our mind and see the real problem and see what we're fighting against. Because we're fighting against forces of darkness. We're not just fighting against a lack of my bank account is low. That's not the problem. We're fighting against stuff that's trying to keep us down and trying to oppress us and keep us in the dark. But we need to call upon God so he can deliver us out of that kingdom of darkness and into the heavens. And we've already received Jesus, and when we receive that Jesus, we've already received those promises, but now we've got to renew that mind. We've got to renew that mind so that we can see, aha, God is my source. We've got to get so clear that no matter what problem comes up, no matter whether it's your bank account is suddenly overdrawn, you don't have enough for the rent, the car payment is coming, you need some money from the babysitter, whatever it is, you've got to see first that God is my source. Don't think, they didn't call my brother. He'll give me some cash. Call him up. No, he said he didn't have any. Okay, you know what? I'll call my boss and ask for an advance. Call him up and ask for that. Oh, maybe I can go get a second job because that paycheck will pay for it. Instead of looking and start praying for God. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that, God is my source, put my feet up on the sofa and do nothing. I'm not saying that. If any of you go home and say that that's what I've said, that's not true. I'm saying to listen to God and get the guidance of where does he want you to go? What does he want you to do? I have a problem here, God. I know that I'm rich. Give me guidance on what I need to do to withdraw that heavenly money from that account.
Amen.
Because you said you want me to be rich. And so you go to him first. You don't go to him last.
Amen.
Don't be the last, after everything else is all hope is gone, the boss has said no, and the neighbor has said no, and the brother has said no, and your bank account has said no, and your ATM card has said no. Gee, maybe I should pray because I'm really desperate. No, you should have gone to God first. That's the way it works, knowing. And that's why we have to renew our minds, because if we've gone to all those other people first, then that says we think they're our source. We think that they're who are supplying our needs. And we're all mixed up and backwards. As long as we're thinking that, we're going to remain in poverty. We're going to remain poor. But if we can renew our minds and now start to look to God first and know And God will give you guidance. He will tell you what to do. He will tell you where to go. He's not going to say, hey, guess what? Put your feet up on the sofa. Relax. I've taken care of it. He's going to give you guidance. Say, all right, here's what I want you to do. He might tell you to go down to that place where there's jobs. There's a job waiting for you, he might say. Go down there and get that job. And there's other ways he'll do it. You know, but be aware that he'll give you guidance that you've got to go do something. But we want to ask him first. You know, rather than ask everybody else first for that money, okay? So this is very important. It says here in Matthew 6:33, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you.
Amen.
So there, what it's saying there, Jesus is speaking this, he said, seek first the kingdom of God. That's the same thing I'm saying. It says, first go to God. What are all these things? All these things are the things you're worried about. Your clothes and your food and your house and your rent and your car payments. You know, that all those things that you're worried about. But if you seek God first, if you get the priorities straight, and this is what it's important, in order for us to get the priorities straight, we have to see the problem correctly. So we have to understand, this is not a financial problem, this is a spiritual problem. And if I know it's a spiritual problem, then I know who to go to, because I know God will answer the spiritual problems. He's already given me victory over them.
Amen.
And when we start to focus on him, now we can start to get the answers. And we can start to get the resources. That's why he says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added to you.
Amen.
So you will have them if you get the priorities set up straight. So this is very important. I like this here in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 8. He says, this is about God, he raises the poor from the dust and lifts beggars from the ash heap to set them among princes and make them inherit the throne of glory. This is God's will and God's plan. To take you out of the dust heap, to take you out of the ashes, and lift you up and put you in palaces.
Amen.
In princes.
Amen.
On royal thrones of glory. Right? That's the will of God. You like that? Say amen to that.
Amen.
Say amen to that. So if this is the will of God, then we should not settle for anything less. You've got to bite your tongue if you're saying, I just want to make ends meet. No. Because I want to be in the will of God. If I want God to work with me and be my source, I need to understand what his plan is. Because if I'm saying anything less than that, and sometimes we get into this idea, well, I'm being humble. I don't want to be so greedy and ask God for everything, so I'm just going to say, I just need to have my rent paid. That is the most selfish thing you could say. Because and this will keep you poor forever. Just getting your needs met will keep you poor forever. You've got to start thinking beyond your own needs. See, this is when the shift comes. When you start to think about, how can I be a blessing for somebody else? And you might have nothing right now, and you might think, well, I can't be a blessing to anybody because I don't got anything. But I'm telling you right now, if your heart is truly set on being a blessing, and when you got into the world, you look, how can I be a blessing? And you might be a blessing just by smiling at somebody. You might see somebody that seems discouraged, and you say an encouraging word for them, and you just say, God, speak to me for this person. Speak through me for this person. They need a word of encouragement. Just speak through me so that you can be a blessing. You might be a blessing by seeing that you've got some clothes in your closet that you haven't worn for a long time, and you see somebody else that really needs those clothes, and God says, you know what? Give that person an outfit. Give them a new outfit. It'll be a new outfit for them. And you can be a blessing in many different ways. Because when you start to look to be a blessing, then you start to give. And look what it says here. This is the key. This is the key. So you might want to make a note. Because this is the key. How to get out of being in lack. It says here in Luke 6:38. Give and it will be given to you.
Amen.
Good measure. Pressed down. Shaken together. And running over will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured to you.
Amen.
Look at that first part. Give and it will be given to you.
Yes.
Amen. This is the key. When you start to give, it'll be given to you. You know, there was somebody on our Bible study, and she started to tithe the Golden Heart this year. Now, she's been on Bible study for a few years, but suddenly God spoke into her heart and said, you need to start doing this. And she was like, okay. She started listening, and she began to tithe into Golden Heart. And she was given her 10%. And she didn't think much about it, you know, and then suddenly she started noticing, wait a minute, I'm going to be a little short. I'm going to be a little short this month because I missed some weeks. Missed a couple of weeks. And so she was thinking this. Well, guess what? The boss came to her on this one week that she wasn't going to get paid for and said, you know, we found some extra hours. You're getting paid for all those hours that you missed except for 3 inches. Oh, wow, that's incredible. And then he came to her a little bit later and said, you know, if there was another, that month in March where you missed the week, well, we found that you did some overtime that you didn't get paid for, and so we were able to pay you for that also.
Crazy.
And so she got all that she had missed. In addition to that, she came home. Now, this was something to think of. They weren't going to have enough. She comes home now. She's already also received a raise at work as well because they increased her position or whatever after a certain amount of time, you know, and so she's receiving more there. She comes home, and her husband says, hey, guess what, honey? We just received our refund from the IRS.
Praise God.
And there's a huge chunk of money waiting for her there. So, you may not think much about it, but when you give, it'll be given unto you. This is the way the system works, the system of God, that is, the kingdom of God. If you're in that understanding that God wants you to be rich, and you say, darn it, how am I going to get rich? I'm going to get rich by giving, by being a blessing.
Yes.
When I start to go out and be a blessing for people, and ask God, I'm not just asking you to run out there and see somebody and grab them and say, I'm going to be a blessing to you. I'm saying, ask God, show me the people that I can be a blessing to. Guide me to the person that I can be a blessing to. And how do you want me to bless them? Oh, that pair of shoes that I have in a closet that don't fit. I should give that to them. Thank you, God. That's a great idea. And give them the shoes. Don't just run around saying, oh, I'm going to be a blessing. You know, because sometimes you're a curse when you're doing that. You're a curse to yourself and you're a curse to other people. But if you're asking God for guidance and asking Him to lead you, I want to be a blessing, God. I want, because remember, you want to be a blessing for the kingdom of God. You're not just being a blessing, you know, because it's going to make somebody feel good. I'm going to help all these people. I'm going to look really good in front of them. No, I'm being a blessing for the kingdom of God. I'm being a blessing for God. And to do that, we need to be following His guidance. So notice there's a little difference there. Because some of you might get all excited and say, yeah, I'm ready, God. I'm ready to step into this thing and be rich. I'm ready to do this. I'll give. But we got to do it according to the way God is. Because if we go out and start giving of our own, guess what we've done again? We become our own source. Mm-hmm. We're now doing it our own way again. We're our own source. And so again, we've stepped out of the kingdom of God. So we got to do it God's way. Let Him be the source and show us. How can I give? How can I be a blessing? Because when we're a blessing, good things happen. Good things happen when we're a blessing with God. Look at this. Proverbs 10:22. The blessing of the Lord makes one rich, and He adds no sorrow to it.
Amen.
Notice what he said there. The blessing of the Lord makes one rich. Rich. Again, this is the will of God. He's not saying get by. The blessing of the Lord will give you enough. You'll be okay. You'll make ends meet. Don't worry about it. No, it'll make one rich. And this is what you have to focus on and strive for, because that's the will of God. Don't settle for less, because now you're letting yourself get out of the will of God. You've got to be right up there where He is. So he can meet you right there, because that's what He's already planned. He's already provided a mansion for you.
Amen.
But you're looking for a hut. He's already provided a limousine for you.
Amen.
But you're looking for a rent-a-rack. And so you're looking at all the rent-a-rack places, and you're looking at all the neighborhoods where the huts are, and you can't find your hut, and you can't seem to afford it, and you can't figure out why. I thought God was supposed to provide stuff for me. Where is He? And yet you're not in the right neighborhood. Because you got to be over there where the mansions are. Because there's already a mansion waiting for you.
Amen.
There's already that limousine waiting for you, or that luxury car waiting for you. Because that's what He's provided. And the minute you start looking in the right neighborhood, guess what? The opportunities open up for you to be there.
Amen.
For you to provide all your needs. But you got to be in the right neighborhood. So you got to understand that He's saying He's going to bless you so that you'll be rich. Not just get by. There's a huge difference there.
Mm-hmm.
So we really got to understand that. I hope when you walk out of here today, you understand a couple of things. One, that when you're in lack of money, it's not a money problem. It's not a financial problem. It's a spiritual problem.
Yes.
And we got to get in there with God and see Him as our source. And we got to battle with the power of God in Jesus' name against the forces of darkness to try to keep us poor.
Amen.
And remember, anytime you're getting a free handout, you better be asking yourself or be looking and saying, God, You're my source. And don't get confused and think, oh, that boss is my source, or that person that did me that favor is my source. We got to see God as our source, because if we don't, we're going to always be poor, and we'll always be looking, and always tomorrow we'll need more. And if we have God, we'll always have plenty. In fact, we'll have more than enough, and we'll be able to give that, and we'll be able to be a blessing to everybody that comes.
Amen.
Remember that when you're being a blessing, you're giving, given will be given unto you. Remember, he also said that it's more blessed to give than to receive. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
He said that because when you're giving, now it can come back to you. This is the law of sowing and reaping. You're sowing into the kingdom when God gives you guidance to go help somebody.
Right.
You're sowing into the life, whether it's a pair of shoes, whether it's just a smile, whether it's words of advice that God is giving through to you. You know, you're sowing into the kingdom of God. Sometimes it's financially that you're sowing into the in a golden heart. You know, and as you do these things and you sow, God begins to bring it back to you. And the same measure that you give, you receive. All right? So the more you give. So start out. I remember there was this man, and he wanted to give so badly, and darn it, he had nothing. I mean, this guy was really in poverty. He was sitting in church. He got all fired up, and he said, oh, okay, I'm ready to give. Oh, I want to give so badly. God, I was ready to give. He had nothing. So I said, okay, what am I going to do? So he took, he had the pencil, and he was going to write that he wrote his offering on. That's the only thing he had. And he put that in the envelope.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, God, this will just have to represent how badly I want to give. I'm giving you this. And while he was doing that, he sealed up this envelope and went, put it into the dish as it went by. And he said, okay, I knew more is coming because I just gave to you. And while he was saying that, some woman 3 yards behind pointed, hey, you, mister, I'm supposed to give you this. And he was like, what, me? And she gave him $10.
Mm-hmm.
So he quickly grabbed the envelope back out of the dish, opened it up, put the $10 in, and threw it in the dish.
Mm-hmm.
See, when you give, it's given unto you. It comes back to you. This is the way the kingdom of God works. You've got to have the willingness and the desire to be a blessing. Let God begin to lead you in that blessing. Give what you have to give. And if you can do that open-hearted, knowing that God is your source, the riches of heaven will open up. There's already a bank account for you in heaven.
Amen.
And it's going to pour out upon this earth. You don't have to wait. It can come right now. And you'll have all your needs met. You'll have more than enough so you can be a blessing to others and be paying their rent and paying their car payments and helping them to understand and step into the kingdom of God the same way that you do.